It's time for the big interview on today's show, and I'm joined right now by Buck Clintworth, Senior Vice President and Portfolio Manager at Chase Investment Counsel. Now, if you listen to the show regularly, you know Buck comes on with us to talk technical analysis every now and again, and he would have been here on Friday, except, well, we didn't have a Friday show. And we're not just talking technical analysis. No, today we're going to kind of let Buck expand. Whenever he's on talking technicals, he always goes into the fundamentals. But at Chase, well, they use both. They run the Chase Growth Fund, by the way. It's C-H-A-S-X. You can learn more about the firm at chaseinv.com. Buck Clintworth, it's great to have you back on Money Life.
It's great to be back.
Buck is here. It's just time to have you here talking both fundamentals and technicals, because it's a market where you've got so many non-technical factors, exogenous factors, war, inflation, interest rates. Well, they're all fundamental portfolio issues. Eventually, they show up in the numbers and become technicals. So right now, are the fundamentals putting pressure on the technicals to go in any specific direction? Or is the volatility that we've seen, the technicals kind of holding the day against all of the exogenous events?
Well, right now, people really don't know what the fundamentals are. As you mentioned, you have inflation, you have rising interest rates, there's rising oil prices, Russian invasion of Ukraine. All these outside factors are happening, and people really don't have a good handle on, you know, what companies are going to report here when they report first quarter earnings. We're just starting earnings season, and I don't think anyone has a clue as to how companies are going to report. And to be honest, it really doesn't matter what they report for the first quarter anyway. Everyone's going to be looking at the outlook, and companies are going to be having difficulties issuing outlook for the full year, because they have no idea what's going to go on either. Is inflation going to continue to be sky high? Are interest rates, everyone expects them to go up? Are they going to continue to go up as expected? What's going to happen in Ukraine? You know, people just don't know what's going on. And so, you know, you can have a great fundamental idea, but there are so many factors influencing it right now that it's really hard to make predictions. And I think that's changed investor psychology a bit. You know, last week I went to an amusement park with my daughter, and we were riding roller coasters, and I was doing fine until we went on one particular roller coaster. When we finished that one did a number on me, and I wasn't the same afterwards. I think that's what's happened to investors with everything going on. And what happens is when investor psychology changes, something interesting happens. You know, right now, defensive sectors have emerged as leaders, and that's not surprising. But that's in the face of rising interest rates, and that's usually a drag on stocks in those sectors. So right now, fear about what's going to happen is outweighing what normally happens when interest rates go up. You know, we're sort of playing fear factor stock market edition. And when that happens, nothing good happens for people.
Anybody who's ever ridden roller coasters understands that difference. Like, there are coasters that are smooth, there are coasters that are rough, there are coasters where, you know, more of the twists and turns wind up being what hurts you. And I've had the exact same experience you described there, and I love coasters, but I've had one or two where it's like, oop, I'm either not riding that one again, or maybe I need to take a little break here. How do people take a break in this? Because what we're seeing right now is relentless. I mean, the interesting side of it is that we haven't seen inflation yet get to the corporate bottom line, right? Mm-hmm. We have seen in the grocery store, we know the prices are going up at the gas pump. Oh my goodness, they're growing up. We have not seen inflation show up in corporate earnings. Now, maybe it will already this quarter, more likely, I think, second quarter. But, you know, so you've got this dichotomy. Some people point to it as signs of corporate greed or what have you, but you've got the relentless headlines. Rates are going up. Inflation's horrible. War's not being solved. And yet, we're going to have a good earnings season.
Yeah, it'll probably be a good earnings season, and guidance will be issued. But I think people are going to take that with a grain of salt until we get some assurance on what's going to happen in other areas. Everything with the market right now, if you're looking at the stock market, there are very few glimmers of hope out there. We can look historically at what's happened when we're at the position where we are. You know, for instance, let's go back to 2007. 2007, market topped out in 2007. Eventually in 2008, we had a big crash. In 2007, you had the Dow Jones Transportation Average make its high in July. Dow Jones Industrial Average didn't peak until October. So there's a divergence between what was going on with those two indexes at that time. The Dow Jones Utility Average kept going higher until December. So you had transports peaking, then industrials peaking, then utilities peaking. Eventually you had a crash. What do we have going on now? We have the transports peak beginning of November, industrials peak beginning of January, utilities are hitting new high. It's the exact same scenario we had in 2007. Now, that doesn't mean that we have to have it play out the same way, but it does raise the possibility that there's a top here being formed in the market. Now, what do investors do if that's the case? Well, you can either get on the sideline and wait until things settle out, or you can move into those things that are currently working. You know, utilities are hitting highs. Obviously, defense companies are doing well with the uncertainty over in Ukraine and with Russia. There are certain sectors that look potentially good to invest in. You don't have to get out completely.
You don't have to get out completely is actually another way of saying, but maybe you want to get out some. Are you changing your asset allocation?
Well, I think you want to assess where you're at and maybe reposition yourself. You know, we are certainly changing the stocks that we own. We made a lot of changes in the first quarter as the market shifted. You know, we still bought growth stocks, but much more reasonably priced. You know, in the first quarter, the risk areas like growth stocks and small cap stocks underperformed. You know, the NASDAQ was down over 9%. S&P 500 had its worst January performance since 2009. But certain things worked. Energy worked. Utilities worked. Financials worked. So we certainly shifted into those things that were leading the market. One interesting thing that's going on right now, once again, if you want to call it a glimmer of hope, is with the healthcare sector. Now, healthcare is usually think of as a defensive sector, and it certainly is. But it's also transformed over the last 20 years so that it's also a growth sector. And healthcare has been in a downtrend, but it seems to have stabilized lately, and it's even showing signs of there being improving demand in those stocks. So seeing a sector like that act well be a big boon for the stock market. And you can find names in that area that are doing well, that have increased earnings growth, especially coming out of the pandemic, and hopefully we don't see a huge rise in cases again. A lot of those healthcare companies that relied upon things like elective surgery, things like that that were put on hold, are seeing increased demand now that people can go ahead and have those surgeries. So you certainly have opportunities. You just have to be looking and saying, okay, what companies are going to be able to capitalize on where we're at?
Quickly, because we're almost out of time, do you have targets on the market that highlight in, out, changes, any of that other stuff?
Normally, you say the 50 and 200 day moving averages, but indexes have just decided, well, we're just going to break down through them. So what you can do is you can look back at the mid-July highs from last year. On the S&P, it's around 43.85. You can also go back to the January lows last year, around 43.27. You know, those, normally the moving averages work well. Those aren't working well right now. You know, you could create a line there and say this far and no further. If it goes further, then I'm getting out until it recaptures some moving averages. You know, as far as on the upside, well, we'll be happy once it goes back above the moving averages And then you can say, okay, that's triggered a buy signal. Let's go ahead, be a little more risk on.
Well, we'll see how it plays out. We will have you back to talk about it as it plays out. Buck, it's always great to chat with you. Thanks so much for joining me on the show.
Thanks for having me, Chuck.
That is Buck Clintworth. He is Senior Vice President and Portfolio Manager at Chase Investment Counsel. They run the Chase Growth Fund. That's C-H-A-S-X if you want to look it up. And if you want to get more information on the fund, the firm, or Buck, go to chaseinv.com.